Now we're going to discuss some of the reasons for calls and how we can handle these calls. Let's start with, what are some of the reasons for calls? Price, of course, that's one of the most popular reasons why individuals call. So how do you handle a price? You have to give the range. And yes, we'll be discussing how you give the range. Curiosity, you know, that's something that often people will just, you know, I've been interested and curious about what this does and what that, how that would help me. So what you need to do is confirm that they understand what the procedure is they're calling about, if it's a specific procedure. Age plateau, trust me, it's something that comes up more often than you would like. Confirm that they're a good candidate for the procedure that they've asked about. Special event, get the date of the event. Longing, self-esteem, reassure and develop the relationship. So these are the actions that we will be discussing with regard to these different reasons. So we're going to start with price. Price shoppers. Let's think about that. When an individual calls in and they want to know about, oh, Kool Sculpting. Okay. Do they know what to ask? Not necessarily. Will it work maybe or something like that? But what is something that they can ask and not sound stupid? And that's how much it costs. And I call that a common denominator question. What do I mean by that? It's a question that you ask because you don't know what else to ask. But is it the real reason for your calling? That's what you have to determine. And I will show you how you determine if it's the real reason for the call or if it was a common denominator question. But you have to provide the answer using ranges. And we strongly recommend that for your popular procedures, or especially any services that you're promoting, that you have a range for the service or procedure, and that everyone, or at least those that are going to be answering the phones, have that information. But then you will move on from that to finding out if it was really a common denominator question. So let's discuss some of the ideas. But first, before we go there, I'm going to give you another vocabulary word for the winning team. Investment versus cost or expense. What do we mean by that? If you're telling an individual that this is an investment in you, it may cost $2,500 for treatment one, but that's an investment in you for you to look even better as you put on that swimsuit. Or you look even better when you are wearing your makeup or whatever the situation is. And if you can say that versus what the cost or expense is, the investment will be. Remember what we said? It sets the tone. It develops the vision. That's what you're doing by these winning words. So let's come up with one verbiage for pricing. Okay. I would be happy to answer your question. Would you mind telling me why you decided to investigate in this service at this time? Now, they're going to be able to tell you something. Now, again, I'm giving you some verbiage. These are not scripts. Scripts do not work. Why don't scripts work? Number one, it's because each individual is different. A 25-year-old can say something one way. A 45-year-old will say something a different way. When you're interacting with people on the telephone, you don't know exactly where they're coming from. So therefore, you have to be careful in what you say, and using a script will get you in trouble every time. Trust me, you need to be comfortable in having some verbiage that you can pull from, but it is not a script. What do I mean by what caused you to investigate this at this service at this time? It means, well, what were you thinking about, you know, when you called and wanted this? And then they'll give you some information which will help you to move forward on helping them. I would be happy to answer your question. However, at this time, I can only give you a ring. Then you give that range, and then you say, once you have made an appointment and come in, we can determine if you are a good candidate, and then provide a fee based on the best treatment plan for you. But you've given them something, and it can be a very vast range. Sometimes I recommend a really big range, especially if you're giving ranges for something like a facelift, where individuals don't necessarily know what a facelift entails. And frankly, too often, people think they know what a facelift is and don't really understand what it is. So it's very dangerous to give very tight pricing. Okay, how do you quote it? The fee is what to what. So that's how you do it. And then would you like to make an appointment to determine if you're a good candidate for the procedure? So you immediately move on. Now, what if you have someone who says, when you say, I'll be happy to give you that information, would you mind telling me how you found out about our practice? Say, well, look, I'll tell you, I'll answer you after you answer me. That's not a common denominator. That's what they really want. And trust me, in that case, you must give them the answer. But there are times when you may not have to give the answer right away. Will my insurance cover the procedure? We do not accept insurance, however, and not but, however, we will provide you with a receipt for you to send to your insurance company. Now, let's face it. I think that most people are now knowing that cosmetic procedures are not covered by insurance, but, you know, they may ask the question. Okay, here's another one. We can schedule your appointment for the fee for the initial consultation is, we will provide you the receipt to send to your insurance company. So you give them the specific information that they're looking for. If price is not the key concern, but the common denominator, what do? You listen carefully to determine if the real reason falls into one of the other reasons for the call and follow that process. What do I mean by that? Was it, if it wasn't price, was it curiosity? Was it age plateau? Was it a special event? Was it longing or self-esteem? Now that could come out of the answer. If when you asked it and you asked the question and said, could you tell us what caused you to investigate it? They could say, you know, I'm turning 50 and I'm just tired of looking tired. Then you move right into how you handle an age plateau question. So you have things that you can do to help the individual, and it's easy for you to help them to move forward and help you to book the services. If you are open about fees, if it is what they want, give them the fees, but only in a range. And most often, you can help them move on by telling them what will happen when they come in. I can confidently tell you that when you come in and meet with our esthetician, she'll be able to tell you exactly how many treatments you're going to need and what the complete fee will be. So what you do is you're reassuring them that this is not some bait and switch. When they get there, they're going to know exactly what it is. Another vocabulary word, affordable versus cheap. Remember, do you really want to discount your facelift? You want to speak to an individual, but remind them that they're investing in themselves, and what they do is going to help them to be better and feel better about themselves. To charge or not to charge for the consultation. I do discuss this here mainly because it's important for those who are on the front desk to be very confident in how they handle it. So why do we charge? Why do we recommend you charge? Because it's a perceived value. And you can then have different options, like it could be included in the fee for the actual procedure. You could take a credit card at the time of the appointment. There are other things, but the benefits are that it's an additional income stream, but it's better assurance to limit no-shows. We had a situation where a practice during or right as COVID was winding down, People were iffy about whether they were going to come in or not. They just started blanket requesting a credit card. And if you make the appointment, then you'll only be charged for whatever the service is or the consultation. If you don't show, we're going to charge your credit card for this amount. You know, when people give you their credit card, they are real. And those kind of things you need to keep in mind. Another benefits, disadvantages, you may turn some people off, but you know, overall, if individuals are generally interested in coming in, they will come in.